Tawheed al-Dhati. Tawheed, or the oneness, or absolute oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That He is the one who has created everything. He has brought everything into existence. And then Tawheed al-Sifati, the oneness of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attributes, there's nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing that can be compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third aspect of Tawheed is Tawheed al-Af'ali. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is omnipotent. Meaning that He is the cause of all causes. Anything that has effect in this existence is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One place that all three of these dimensions or aspects of Tawheed is captured is in Surah Al-Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Say that He is one. And this is a one without a second after Him. A oneness which there's no likeness to Him. Allahu Samad. A Samad means that one who has all power, complete sovereignty, that nothing has power over Him, or nothing has power even compared to the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There's absolutely nothing like Him. And this is why, again, we say, Allahu Akbar. There's nothing greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, we may think that, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's a Razak. He's the sustainer. As a father, as a husband, I work and I sustain my family. But nothing can compare to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We may imagine that, oh, well, we met someone who is kind, who's merciful, who's generous. But whatever we imagine of generous, Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater than that. No one has any quality, any attribute that is compared to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the dimensions of Tawheed. Tawheed al-Dhati, meaning that there is absolutely nothing like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Absolute oneness. Tawheed al-Sifati, nothing in its attribute or its quality can compare to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawheed al-Af'ali, that nothing in this world has effect except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allows it. You take the example of fire. Fire burns. But it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who allows this physical aspect, what we call in physics, He allows fire to burn. But He can also disallow fire to burn. But when Ibrahim, he was being thrown into the fire, that fire, it did not burn Ibrahim. It had absolutely no effect. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the cause of causes. Because just as we have Tawheed in its three dimensions, there's shirk in the opposite, or opposing, or contrary to these three dimensions of Tawheed. And one is, in the words of the Prophet, shirkun jali, very apparent and open shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is some other being that has created this universe, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is shirkun azim. Inna allaha la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not forgive someone who makes shirk. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And other than the shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives whomever He wills. The other type of shirk is shirkun khafi. This shirk, it is not shirk with regards to the that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there's another God. But it's shirk in another manner. Perhaps, and that sometimes is shirk with regards to the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or shirk with regards to the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the shirk that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions in one hadith, and this hadith is very famous. Hadith where the Prophet, he says that shirk is like the black ants that is crawling on a black rock. Or in the night, which the moon is not even shining. Would you be able to see this ant? It's difficult.